The last time I freaked out.
I just kept looking down. I stuttered when you asked me what I was thinking about.
Welcome to TBD, a mini podcast.
Or, yeah, that's the name that we're going with.
Oh, I'm Olivia.
And I'm Miranda. And today we aren't actually going to be talking to you about a movie. I know, it's weird. It's different. But instead, we're actually going to be talking to you all about some news stories relating back to your childhood that, like, you'll remember. And, like, it's kind of relevant. Probably not really. But, like, let's pretend that these are relevant things to your life.
Anything that's popping up in the news that was relevant back then. So, the people, the shows, everything's being rebooted right now. So, yeah, the music.
Yeah, everything. You know, time is a circle. You know, everything.
Completely. Everything repeats itself.
Sure. So, because this is our first episode, this is our pilot episode of this whole thing. Email us if you have any comments or suggestions about this format. We'd really appreciate it. Or if stories come up that you'd like to hear us talk about in the future, let us know via email, via Twitter, via Instagram. We're, like, too available to anyone who listens to this. Like, it's very easy to get a hold of us.
Exactly. So you should do it.
Yeah. So that's enough preamble. Let's get into it. The first thing that we're going to talk about is the upcoming live-action Kim Possible movie. So, in case you've been living under a rock, Kim Possible is getting a live-action reboot that's coming in 2019, which sounds like the future. Like, when I say 2019, like, it does not sound like that's a few months from now. But, like, it is.
Yeah, but that's depending on, like, when in 2019 it's actually going to come out. Because I feel like when they say that, it's always ends up being, like, fall 2019. Yeah. It's like, oh, that's way further away than, like, January.
Yeah, but I just mean, like, 2019 in itself sounds like it's, like, 10 years away. Like, it just sounds like the future. Anyway, it's
a movie. Living under a rock. You've missed a few years. Have you been sleeping?
Hello, Patrick Star. Anyway, so it's a movie, not a TV show, which is interesting. I feel like when this, like, was first announced, I kind of thought it was a TV show. It's not.
I mean, they had, like, two Kim Possible movies, so I think they had the like, a movie and then A Stitch in Time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds right. So, yeah, the main announcement that they came out with was the casting of the lead characters, which a lot of people were very upset about. It's two, like, fairly unknown people. So, Sadie... Oh.
It's A Stitch in Time.
Oh, A Stitch. So, like, that makes the situation. You'd be like, what's the sitch?
Yeah, okay. What's the sitch, Wade? I said that this weekend, and everybody's like, I have not heard that in years. I'm like, I'm trying to bring it back, guys. I literally said, what's the sitch, Wade?
I host a throwback podcast.
What's the sitch, Wade? I always, like, that,
Why
too.
Why didn't you have every single person that you were on vacation with rate us 5 stars on the Apple Podcast app?
I should have just taken all their phones. Literally. Because they were a big group of guys who, like, do, like, trap and skeet, so they don't care about, like, impossible. But I should have just taken, I've been like, line up your phones. I'm taking them. Yeah. For a moment.
You should have been like, I'll buy you a shot if you...
Shots were like $11
in Nashville. Oh, never mind.
No. I'll pour you a shot at the house. Like, no. Also, in 2003, it was Kim Possible, A Stitch in Time. And then in 2005, it was Kim Possible movie, So the Drama.
Ew.
I'm pretty sure that was, like, her catchphrase, too. But I do like a sitch.
Yeah, but I...
What's the sitch, Wayne?
Anyway, okay. So, Sadie Stanley, which is such a great name. Like, that sounds like a fictional name. Your name is not actually Sadie Stanley.
It reminds me of the Sadie...
Naturally from... Sadie.
No. Sadie who's from the duck...
Duck
Dynasty.
I didn't watch that at all.
Yeah, well, I didn't watch it either, but she was on Dancing with the Stars, one of their daughters, and she's super pretty. Huh. And everybody thought she was dating Brett Eldridge, and she's, like, not 21 maybe, and he's, like, in his 30s.
Weird. Okay.
It's very strange.
Anyway, Sadie Stanley's only other acting credit is as Giggling Girl Number 1, which is also my role in this podcast, in a movie or TV show called called Game Shakers. I don't know what that is, and I didn't look it up. And she's playing Kim, obviously. And then Sean Giambrone, I think is how you say that? Giambrone? I don't know. And he has been in The Goldbergs and The Emoji Movie. What prestigious titles. And he'll be playing Ron Stoppable.
Did you see the...
No.
It was on Facebook. It was like a video that was going around. It was like Christy Carlson Romano and Will Friedle, who was like unrecognizable, went back and to like the it like there he looked so and he didn't sound the same, which made me so sad.
Oh, I definitely like saw that video, but like it was just in my timeline.
And it was
I, like,
so didn't turn bad. Audio, it was just so bad. They were supposed to be like trying to be their characters, so like, oh, and it's like you were always just the voice.
And it's a cartoon.
Yeah, and like exactly, like you guys were just the voices. So like, what does one have to do with the other? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
You can be a troll and be a voice.
So Judy Taylor, who's apparently like the head of casting for Disney Channel, which like seems like a very important
prestigious
role. So she had this quote about them saying, "Sadie delivers Kim's confidence, smarts, and agility. Most importantly, she's an everyday girl with an extraordinary spirit." Is that how you would like describe Kim Possible?
Probably. Yeah, she was a cheerleader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she was a cheerleader. Who do you think is gonna like voice Bonnie? Like, who do they get to play like the mean girl? You know,
I don't know. I don't
who's
know.
Playing Wade? Who's playing? What's the little?
The mole rat.
Yeah, what's his name?
Rufus.
Ruf. Oh my god.
I would assume they would find like a ferret or unreal naked mole rat to play.
Oh my god!
It.
Wait, this movie's gonna have to have a real naked mole rat. I like just realized that now.
Like, who are they gonna get to play that? I'm sorry, I don't know any famous naked mole rats to take that position. What?
No, okay, so he's not gonna have like a voice. It's just gonna be
like if it was a dog, I might be able to give you like a couple Instagram handles of some dogs that I follow. But like, I don't follow any.
There has to be an Instagram.
Oh, I'm certain there are. I'm certain. Somebody
actually, maybe not.
We should like go get a naked mole rat just so we can like make an Instagram for it, so we could get this gig, because like you know that's how that's gonna work.
Oh my god, that's such a good idea.
Yeah, we have to find a way to get a lot of Instagram followers for a naked mole rat stat, because we could get it. So we could have our pet in a movie.
I mean, Instagram is very, very harsh on their nudity policy, so I don't know if we could do that.
We call it like the Nakey Mole Rat or something like that.
The Tasteful Nude Mole
Rat.
Yeah,
the Tasteful Nude Mole Rat.
More on that later. but she also...
We'll get back to you. Give us a week.
Get back to Tasteful Nudes. Great. Judy also said... Sean is such a magnetic actor. He always finds the right balance of physical comedy and heart. Same. We're excited for audiences to see Sadie and Sean bring these iconic roles to life. And honestly, me too. Like, they're adorable.
But she's Sadie, talking about these people like they've, like, won Academy Awards. And they're literally children who have 12. Played, like, extras in movies.
Yeah, no, it's not
like,
great.
Like, okay, Judy, I think you're going a little overboard.
Yeah, Sadie and Sean sounds like a... like a show that
yeah
Disney
it sounds like
have.
It, yeah exactly it sounds for like sure. They're best friends or something yeah. Some weird TV show.
Dove Cameron is absolutely winning an Emmy for Sadie and Sean playing both Sadie and Sean.
It sounds like names of like a like twins, like I feel like I would know like a Sadie 100%. And Sean like yeah. That would be two twins that yes. Would be our age,
and it's Sean spelled S-E-A-N
yeah
like the annoying way. But like also probably the right way.
Yeah, that's how Sean, my friend's husband, spells it. So, like, that's...
Will you watch this movie, Olivia?
I mean, sure. Just for that nostalgia. I mean, we have a friggin' same. Throwback Thursday. I don't think we're the correct people to ask. We, true. Like, literally do this for
we
our side hustle.
We should ask our neighbor who's been so loud upstairs.
Yeah, by the time
movie.
Their baby grows up, this movie will be new.
True.
So, like...
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably watch it, because, like, it's a movie. If it's a show, like, I'm not watching the show.
Exactly. It's much easier to... Yeah, exactly. I completely agree. Also, is this going to be a Disney Channel original movie, or is
yeah.
It going to be released...
I think it's Disney Channel original.
Interesting.
They need something to replace Descendants, you know? Anyway. So, I was going to ask you who your dream casting for this would be, but I don't want to ask you that question because I don't have an answer for that question. So, like, I don't want to ask you a question that I don't have an answer for, you know? Yeah. But a lot of people wanted Cole Sprouse in the role of Ron, which, like, first of all, he's too old.
He's playing high school in Riverdale, though. He's
very busy. Third of all, they're not, I feel like they're not in high school. Are they in high school? Can you look that up?
On Riverdale?
No, on Kim Possible.
Yeah, she's in high school because she leaves that. She's a cheerleader.
Okay. Well, I mean, middle school's going to have cheerleaders.
No, it's high school.
Yeah, third of all, Cole Sprouse does not want the role. He doesn't care. He's like, nah, I'm good. He tweeted, a lot of adults in this post directing hate toward a couple kids simply because their cartoon doesn't look the same anymore, which it doesn't look that different.
No, I think they look pretty similar. They'll definitely dye her hair red.
Yeah. But I never, like, thought of Kim Possible as a redhead. Like, to me, she just had, like auburn hair.
Oh, I thought she had, like, orange hair.
Maybe that's just, like, the color balance on my TV. It was, like, off.
TV did you grow up with? Like, did you have to, like, tune it? Like, yeah. To get the channel?
Yes. And Cole also said, you guys need to grow the hell up. Same. Me too. And realize that you're talking about kids who are likely happy to have gotten the job. Kids who, in some way, might hear you.
Okay, Cole, that's a little harsh.
Okay, Cole.
Like, I think you're being a bit ridiculous because this way is harsh, like, Cole. The reason why they're bringing this back is not, I honestly think it's to, like,
there's no 12-year-olds, like, clamoring for Kim Possible.
No, I honestly, like, it sounds to me, like, Kim Possible's a feminist
hero. Like, that's why it's coming back.
Well, and this, okay, this is going to sound kind of weird, but okay, it seems great. Like, so now our generation and even, like, slightly older than us, they're all, like, having kids. And, like, I feel like it's a way for you to, like, market the Disney Channel back to our generation who's not having kids. I mean, like, we watched it as kids. Now, like, if you forgot that it was kind of even around, it's like, oh, now this is something we can bond over, whatever.
Yeah. It's, like, exactly the same thing that they did with, like, Girl Meets World, you know? And it's even, like, exactly, a Will Friedle project, which is interesting.
Yes.
Will Friedle. Your stuff keeps coming back. Either of them, do you think they're going to do a reboot of My Date with the President's Daughter?
Absolutely not. They shouldn't have done it in the first place. Also, that was a World of Disney movie.
Oh, so excuse me.
They're definitely not going to do
it. How quickly they forget. Do you have any other thoughts about Kim Possible, the movie? The movie?
I'm not, like, super excited about it. I wasn't, like, a huge Kim Possible fan, so.
I think I liked it.
It was fine. I watched it, but, like,
who's going to play, like, Shego, you know?
Well, and I don't think all of them will, all the, like, bad people will even be in it, you know?
No, because there were a lot of bad villains.
Yeah. Villains. I don't know.
That's the girl.
I'm still running very much in the middle of this.
Yeah. I just got a Google alert for Disney Channel original movies. Should I check it out?
Sure.
Speaking of Google alerts for Disney Channel original movies, if you didn't know about this, I feel really bad for you. But this is our second story, and it's sort of what's coming to and leaving Netflix in May. And almost everything that is, like, from Disney, like, all of the Disney Channel original movies and etc. are being taken off of Netflix on May 2nd, so literally tomorrow on the day that we're recording this. Mm-hmm. And that includes your favorite DCONs, as Montana McDonald would say. I don't know why I said your name so wrong, Montana, but my bad. Are leaving Netflix, and this includes High School Musical, The Cheetah Girls, Cadet Kelly, Camp Rock, and lots of other classic. Side note, Camp Rock is a movie we should watch, I think.
Yeah, I've been saying
that. I feel like it's too recent.
I've been saying that from the jump. I wanted Camp Rock, and nobody else wanted it.
Nobody else. It's me.
Yeah, I know.
So, for the full list of things that are leaving Netflix, so RIP, Cadet Kelly, Camp Rock, Camp Rock 2, The Final Jam, Cowbell, Cyberbully, Cheetah Girls, Cheetah Girls 2, Cheetah Girls One World, Frenemies, Good Luck Charlie, It's Christmas, High School Musical, High School Musical 2, Jumpin', Lemonade Mouth, Phineas and Ferb, The Movie, Across the Second Dimension, Seasons 1 through 4 of Phineas and Ferb, which apparently were on Netflix, and I wish I knew that before, The Princess Protection Program, Read It and Weep, Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure, Starstruck, Wendy Rue Homecoming Warrior, and Wizards of Waverly Place, The Movie.
Which one are you most sad about?
Probably most sad about, probably, like, High School Musical 2.
Yeah, definitely High School Musicals for me. Maybe Camp Rock. I like those movies.
Yeah, I'm sad because, like, when we do Camp Rock in the future, it's going to be harder for us because we're going to have to go to a random sketchy site to do it.
Yeah.
But that's fine. We're used to it.
Yeah, not the
end. If we can find, like, Model Behavior, we can find anything.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Model Behavior was literally on YouTube. It was, like, the easiest thing ever.
Yeah, it was very easy, except for the ending.
But we still haven't seen the ending.
Yeah, apparently the ending was very hard to come by, but...
Yeah. So my first thought on, like, this development was that Disney must be opening up, like, the possibility of starting their own streaming service so they can, like, cut out the middleman and just have, like, their own thing. Mm-hmm. Because Disney actually does have this in other countries. Like, the distribution for other countries.
I've heard that that's, like, going to be a thing.
Yeah, I've been hearing about this forever, too. And this just seems like it must be getting really close if they're not renewing this deal with Amazon. Or Amazon. Netflix.
Yeah, because they didn't... It not even, like, just these DCOM movies. It's these... Like, Disney didn't re-up their contract, I think, beyond 2019. Don't quote me on that. But, like, they didn't... After, like, a certain point, there's not going to be any more Disney stuff on Netflix. Like,
yeah, that makes
they
sense.
Did not renew their contract to continue, like, supplying movies, basically,
sounds
at all.
Right. I don't know if it is, but
and
sounds
I'm
right.
I'm certain it has to do with Disney having their own streaming service.
Probably.
Which I would buy.
Yeah, honestly, like, we would have to. We would have a household membership.
Obviously. That my dad would purchase. We would... We would neither pay for.
Yep. Nope. It's fine. I pay for my own Hulu, but, like, that's it.
I pay for my own HBO.
That's incredible.
Well, now I'm splitting it with somebody. Oh, good. My sister.
Good.
Because,
yeah.
Like, if I have it, why not?
Yeah. I feel like story number three, I have the fewest notes for, but I feel like this is sort of the most juicy, and that's Miley redacting her apology for the Vanity Fair photo shoot. Where she's, like, covered with a sheet and you can see her back. Like, that's what we were talking about when we were talking about Taste.
It's a very iconic photo.
It is. Apparently she's, like, 16 in it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, it's fine. It's honestly, like, it's not...
I didn't have a problem with it back then. I don't have a problem with it now.
Yeah.
Annie Leibovitz.
Yes, like, it's, like, very prestigious.
She can do whatever the fuck she wants.
And it's not, like, sexual or
no,
anything.
No, not like, at all. She's, like, completely barefaced, like, no makeup. It's very, like, artistic.
Yeah. I also generally, like, don't really like Annie Leibovitz portraits.
It's like, just very artistic. Like, it has its own look and its own feel. But her apology, it's, like... Why?
Yeah,
why
I mean, she just, like, had to. I feel like people in
general... She didn't have to do it. She... No, like, why is the rescinding of the apology? Like, why?
Yeah,
nobody
does
fucking
seem like
cares.
A weird...
Nobody cares anymore that you apologize.
No,
I didn't
was,
even
like,
remember that she apologized. Yeah. No one was like, this. Miley, you need to stand up and rescind... Like, I didn't even
How did
remember
she know
she apologized.
It was the 10-year anniversary? Like, did the New York Post publish something about it? Or I
don't
remember.
I think so.
But, yeah, it's, like, it's an Anna Leibovitz photography in Vanity Fair. Like, that's a big deal.
Yeah. No, it's huge. I just don't... I feel like the only reason why she rescinded her apology is for attention. Which it's, like, Miley,
maybe.
I thought we were beyond this.
Well, yeah. I feel like the...
Thought
like,
we had grown up, Miley.
She's just being Miley, you know?
The last time I freaked out.
I just kept looking down.
I just stuttered
when you asked me what I was thinking about.
Okay, we could go through the whole song, but we're not going to.
That's going to be the part of the beginning of this.
Okay. Yeah, you know, sometimes I feel like me and Miley have, like, a very similar maturity trajectory, like, in that we, like, mature very much at the same rate, and that...
Are you, the, like, the same age?
I think so. Pretty
what
close
year were you
to
born?
It. 92?
Yeah, same.
Okay.
For her, not for
so,
me.
So,
when's your birthday? What's your...
September.
Her birthday's in November.
Okay, so we're 2 months apart.
Yeah.
So I feel like with Miley's growth over the years, like, she definitely... more so now than it used to be, like, because she kind of, like, went off the deep end. But, like, we both, like, kind of went off the deep end for a little bit. And then, like, we got, like, matured. And
when,
like,
were you off the deep end?
I don't know. In high school, I, like, was kind of, like... crazy. but, like, I definitely feel like she and I, like, mature the same way. And, like, this is totally something I would do in that, like, it's just really petty and kind of dumb. And, like,
yeah,
I make no claims for maturity anymore. Like, it's funny that people are, like, especially women, people are like, oh, you know, you're handling things so gracefully or, like, maturely or whatever. I'm going to, I fully take the stand that, like, I never, I'm no longer claiming to be mature about anything. I'm petty as fuck. I've always been petty as fuck. And, like, in the same way with Miley. Like, this is 100%, is a
very petty thing.
Yeah, this is 100% something Miley would do because she's petty. And, like, so am I. So, like, I get it. Like, I 100% would do this. It's just, like, they're writing stories about it for her. And, yeah, like, with me, nobody gives a fuck. But
her rhyming name is Hannah Montana. Your rhyming name is Petty Betty.
Yeah, but that's not... Yeah, okay.
It rhymes. That's
obviously. Okay. But, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, like, it's a thing. It's not that big of a deal, but I feel like everyone's talking about it. So, like, so are we now, you know?
Yeah, and I think, honestly, it's just kind of... Not shocking, but people are talking about it. People are, like, more so talking about it because she's been so mature lately.
Yeah.
And it's, like... But when it's, like, emotional and stuff like that, I get it. Like, sometimes you can...
I feel like that was probably a very difficult time for her, too.
Yeah, like, she's never made, like, a proclamation that she's immature. Like, just because you've assumed it and appears that way.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you can just be fucking immature and it's not the end of the world. Like, you don't have to be going off the deep end to be immature. Just sometimes shit sucks and you are entitled to react, especially as a woman. Because guys react, like, shit to things all the time and it's just, oh, they're just a guy. It's like, no, I'm a girl and I can be petty and bitchy. Just because I don't punch a wall doesn't mean that, like, you know, you get you get to react your way and I get to react my way. And if guys don't have to be mature about shit, why the hell do girls?
Wow.
And I think it's the same way. Like, she never said she wasn't petty.
Feminist hero, Olivia Mack.
Who would have thought?
Yeah. And is that, do you have
really
anything
I'm standing
else to
up
say?
For the petty bitches. Not even feminist hero. No, petty bitch, Olivia Mack, standing up for her fellow immature petty bitches.
Oh, incredible. So that's, I mean, do we have much more else to say? I feel like I shouldn't ask you that because you will keep talking about it.
No, I think we should continue on.
Okay. Bonus story. NSYNC got their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and I watched the entire thing go down. Olivia, do you have any cues that I can A about that?
Yeah, okay, so this was weird. Why is NSYNC now getting a star? I feel like this is a very belated. Also, is Backstreet Boys getting a star?
Backstreet Boys has had a star, and it's right next to where NSYNC now has their star.
Did they get their star, like, 10 years ago? Like, when NSYNC should have gotten their star?
I don't know. I mean, it's
so strange.
It's been there, but...
I feel like this is very belated.
Yeah. It's weird. It's random. The timing, like, of the year-wise makes a lot of sense, because it's, like, they got it on, like, April 30th, which is, like... their day. I mean, it was April 31st. How many days are in April? I don't know. They got it on the last day of April, which is, like, 30. It's gonna be May, you know? That's,
yeah,
like, their meme thing.
Well, did you see the video of, I think it was JC Chavez who did, like, also, it's gonna be May.
I didn't see the video, Olivia. I watched it happen in person.
Could you hear anything?
Yes.
Oh!
I could hear everything.
So what
so
did Ellen
loud.
Say about them?
I don't
why
really
Ellen? Did she explain
remember.
Why
it was very strange. She's apparently very good friends with Justin Timberlake. My boss was telling the story about them. But they're, like, really good friends. Like, going way, way back. Like, 10 years ago. They've, like, been friends.
Interesting.
The whole time. And then the other guy that talked was Carson Daly.
Why?
I don't know. He's, like, he was, like, doing the MTV VJ stuff when they were coming up.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, he's a big gatekeeper there, I guess. I don't know. It was cool. It was interesting to watch. There were so many people there. It was crazy. And then I go downstairs and I saw Ashley I from The Bachelor. And it
was
crazy.
What was she doing there?
I feel like she was doing some stuff, like, reporting on it for, like, maybe, like, an energy, I don't know, whatever, like, ABC property she's probably affiliated with.
Yeah, I didn't
know
she was working.
She was there. It was strange. But I think she had, like, a press pass. I don't
know. Someone on the toast said that she looks very different in real life.
She's really pretty.
Really?
She, like, her skin is, like, perfect. It was weird.
Interesting. Isn't she also one of those ones with Becca who posts about how terrible their skin is all the time?
Yeah, I don't get
Instagram?
It.
Her Becca's skin is very splotchy. It's not even that she has, like, she talks about how she has pimples, but she doesn't have pimples. Her skin.
Like, I'm being shaded right now.
No, like, I get, like, terrible because I never take my makeup off. I get, like, I've never had worse acne than I do now in my entire life.
Oh my god, that's terrifying.
Becca always posts on Instagram how, like, how she has terrible acne, but in really, like, when she posts these pictures, she has no acne, but her face, her, like, her skin.
No, like, it's not face, too. Like, her skin just, there weren't any issues.
And, yeah.
I mean, I saw but, her and it's for like literally, her, like, her 2 seconds.
Like, has, she's, like, redness. It's more, like, redness issues, I would say. If she's gonna say she has bad skin at all, it's, like, coloration issues versus acne.
Yeah, but I'm, like, bioclarity must work really well. It's, like, she was just, like, bioclarity and, like, the
But then Ashley Eyes in there, too. It's, like, as someone else, as a fellow, like, ex-pizza face or whatever, I'm, like,
okay. It's weird. Yeah.
Whatever.
So that's all that we have to talk about today. Cool. That was our first mini-sode. Let us know how you thought it went. Yeah. Email us, tbtamp@gmail.com. Go to our website, tbtamp.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Mine is @MirandaJohnson, MirandaJohnson. Olivia.
@MacIsCheesy, M-A-C-K is cheesy. And you can rate us by scrolling to the bottom of the Apple Podcast app. Give us 5 stars. Write a review if you'd like. Share the word with friends.
Yes, share. I mean, like, this word, T, what's this podcast called?
TBD.
What did we say it stood for?
To be determined, you know, like.
Oh, TBD, a, what did we call it?
A mini
podcast. Oh, a mini podcast. Right. Literally me, like, can't even remember the name of this show. So
your short-term memory is, like.
It's real bad.
Yeah.
I feel like it has something to do with, like, the amount of sugar that I consume or something. I don't know. But
it makes me sad because I consume quite a bit of sugar.
So much. You're, I mean, it's fine.
My, like, short-term is a lot better
if
than
it was
going
to happen to you, it would have happened to you already. My long-term is so good. Like, if I remember
something.
Because
I'm 25, as though, like, I have, like, Alzheimer's. Like.
If I remember something, like, it's in there. But I don't remember a lot of things. It's just, there's a lot going on in my brain at any given time. Like, there's a lot of processing happening that, like, I overlook the unimportant things. And sometimes names are those unimportant things, okay?
So I think this is going to be a weekly thing.
Yeah,
so.
I think we're going to try and put these out on, like, Tuesdays because it's another TBT.
Yeah.
But we'll figure it out. I think I might try and, like, edit this really quickly and put it up tonight.
Ooh, good call. Okay. Yeah, because if we wait till next Tuesday, it won't be relevant.
Yeah, then it's not relevant anymore. All so
right.
I think, like, if we record on Mondays, I put up TBD on Tuesdays, and then we put up TBT on Thursday.
Perfect. Good call.
That's my idea. So let us know what you thought. Anyway, see you next Thursday.
See you Thursday.
Bye.